Ducks by Gail Gibbons. Ducks are one member of the water bird family called waterfowl. Waterfowl have two important characteristics in common. They have webbed feet to help them swim and dive, and their feathers are waterproof. Beep! A duck makes its feathers waterproof by rubbing them with a waxy oil from a gland near its tail called the preen gland. This oil repels water. Beneath the feathers is a lining of small fluffy feathers called down. The duck stays dry and warm. There are about 150 kinds of ducks in the world. Some are small and others are big. Many are brightly colored and others are not, but they have the same basic body shape and characteristics. Beep! Ducks live on every continent except Antarctica. About 50 different kinds of ducks live in North America. Many live near fresh water. They are found around ponds, swamps, streams, rivers, and lakes. Others live near salt water. Often they are called sea ducks and can be found out at sea as well as along ocean shores. Beep! Scientists have divided ducks into two groups based on what they like to eat. Both groups live near fresh water and salt water. First, there are dabbling ducks. They usually feed in the shallow water with their heads underwater and their tails tipping up. Their food is close to the water's surface. They eat water plants, seeds, insects, and small creatures such as worms and snails. Dabbling ducks float high on the surface of the water. When taking off, they rise from the water quickly. Beep! The other group is diving ducks. They dive completely underwater for their food, often 10 to 25 feet below the surface. Their food includes water plants, fish, clams, and snails. Diving ducks float lower in the water than dabbling ducks because they have small wings. Before taking off, they first must run along the surface of the water. Beep! Ducks' legs are far back on their bodies. This makes them waddle when they walk on land, but it also makes them good at paddling and steering in the water. Quack, quack! Ducks make sounds to communicate with each other. Most female ducks quack, squawk, or squeal. Males usually make softer whistling sounds, grunts, or coos. Beep! Sometimes ducks live in the same area year-round. Others fly to warmer places for the winter. In the spring, they return to the same place where they were hatched and raised. Some ducks migrate short distances. Others fly thousands of miles following the same route year after year. These routes are called flyaways. The ducks stop at the same feeding grounds along the way. Beep! In the springtime, most ducks return to their breeding grounds where they will mate and raise their young. The mallard is the most common duck in the world. Like other drakes, the mallard drake uses its colorful feathers to attract its mate. It shows off by shaking its head and tail and splashing water around with its bill. Nest building time begins. The mallard hen builds her nest on the ground using grasses, reeds, mosses, and leaves. Then she shines it with down feathers from her breast to make it soft. The drake protects the nesting territory from enemies. Beep! Soon the hen begins laying one egg a day until there are 10 to 12 eggs. She sits on the eggs to keep them warm so they can develop. This is called incubating. The color of her dull brown feathers blend in with her surroundings to keep her hidden from enemies. This is called camouflage. If she has to leave her nest, she covers her eggs with down to keep them warm and safe. In about 3 to 4 weeks, the ducklings peck their way out of their eggshells. This is called hatching. Their eyes are open and their bodies are covered with thick, soft down. Beep! Most of the time, the first moving thing a duckling sees is its mother. The ducklings instinctively will follow her where she goes. When they are a few hours old, ducklings are ready to follow their mother, feed themselves, and begin swimming. The drake is gone. He doesn't help raise the young. A group of ducklings is called a brood. The mother keeps her brood together and protects them from enemies such as raccoons, hawks, foxes, snapping turtles, and other animals. Beep! The ducklings grow quickly. In about 6 weeks, they have all their feathers. At about 2 months old, they are full grown and able to fly. When winter begins to set in, they will be ready to fly south with the other ducks. Beep! About 1,000 years ago, people tamed and raised their wild mallard ducks in China for meat, eggs, and feathers. Today, there are 5 kinds of ducks raised by farmers for food. Some people raise ducks as pets. Sometimes they enter their ducks in contests or shows. Beep! Throughout history, wild ducks have been hunted and their habitats have been destroyed. Many wetlands have been filled into some homes, highways, and factories. Sometimes accidental oil spills coat their bodies and they will die. In many areas, there are fewer and fewer wild ducks. Fortunately, many conservation groups are trying to protect wild ducks. Protected areas have been established along duck flyways and in other places. Beep! Domesticated ducks can be seen and sometimes touched or fed at petting farms and zoos. Wild ducks can often be seen in parks. It is fun to watch ducks and their fluffy little ducklings. Beep!